Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. This is a Monday episode on October 21st, 2019, and we talk about a healing theme or a special topic in this Monday show. And that's to support what we are experiencing energetically, what is happening astrologically, and hopefully give you some more insights and tips into how to navigate these very interesting times with really big energies. We have had a very significant past decade. If you were to look back on your life and where you started the decade in 2010 and how we are ending it here in 2019, you probably have experienced some massive changes in all areas of your life. And this is true for so many people, millions of people. And it's all about the Great Awakening, the advancement of humanity, the spiritual understandings, the energetic understandings of why we're here. We had Uranus in Aries moving through our charts, shaking up our lives, shaking us up to have new beginnings. Uranus is the planet of awakenings. Aries is the energies of new starts and understanding who you really are. So through this past decade, Uranus in Aries was essentially shaking us each up to the foundations of who we really are, of our soul's energies. And we are ending a big energy period here and entering a very, very big energy period in 2020 and beyond. So as we talk about these energies, I know that we all need support. We need insights. We need a bigger way to work with these energies to navigate the 3D world changes while maintaining our 5D frequencies and staying on our soul's path, understanding that we cannot go back, right? So in today's show, I'm so excited to introduce you to Erica Elmetz, who actually was on the show about a year ago. And she and I spoke about the Venus and Scorpio energies and feminine energies, divine feminine and distorted feminine energies. Well, I invited Erica back onto the show because she is brilliant and she has a lot of great insights into how to work with this very dynamic period. So briefly, let me introduce Erica, and then I'll bring her on to have her share some information with you. So Erica has this very rare, cool background. She uses a blend of naturopathy, energy healing, spiritual counseling, channeling, and intuitive guidance to help you apply universal consciousness and principles to all aspects of your life, your health, within your family, your children, your love relationships, and of course to your soul. Erica has written for the New York Times and appeared on The Ricky Lake Show, The Insider, Entertainment Tonight, and NBC's Today Show Online. She has been a regularly featured health and parenting expert on San Diego News 6 and Fox 5 San Diego, and has been a guest on several national radio shows. Erica is a naturopath trained in clinical nutrition, biofeedback, essential oils, homeopathy, vibrational medicine, applied kinesiology, flower essences, aurasomatherapy, and energy psychology. Such a master, right? She has a BA from Harvard and an MBA from Babson College. And we are so lucky to have her on the show, but also to have her here on the planet helping and supporting lightworkers and starseeds. So welcome, Erica. Thank you so much for being here again.
Oh, thank you so much, Molly, for having me back. I always love our conversations, so I'm really honored to be here.
Thank you for making the time. I know that you are so busy. You have this very active YouTube channel, and you are helping thousands of people on their awakening path, and we know these are really big times, so I'm just excited that people can connect with you and your wisdom. And I wanted to start, Erica, by talking about how people have awakened in this past decade, and if you could share a little bit about how you awakened to your mission in this line of work, as well as to your understanding as a starseed.
Oh, absolutely. I know my background is pretty varied, huh? But, you know, nothing happens by accident. So the time that I really became awakened to what I'm meant to do here on the planet, I had a very business-focused background in the past. I used to work with a lot of consumer technology companies during the dot-com boom and was really focused on being a brand strategist. And I ended up having a health crisis, which really what I call the beginning of my awakening, because I was diagnosed with a disease that was quote-unquote incurable. And a few years later, I found myself in a situation where I no longer now have this disease, this incurable disease that said I was supposed to be on drugs the rest of my life, be ready to have a life of ups and downs. And I'm now, I think it's about 17, 18 years now without taking one med, not ever dealing with this again. And so for me, I knew that I had experienced that for a very specific reason. And when I was probably about almost 15 years ago at this point, 14 years ago, I decided to change my career. I was going through a divorce. I had a young child who was one. My daughter was one at the time. And I decided that if I was going to be away from her and be a working mom, that I wanted to do something that fed my soul. So I went back to school at that point and became a naturopath and really developed my whole process by working first with helping people be healthy through their physical health, and then clearly being a mom to an incredible crystal child, I started focusing my work on conscious parenting. And lo and behold, years later, here it is all coming together in this one beautiful place. So it really was spirit leading me along the way. So I'm really, to be able to do what I'm doing now, I get up every day and I can't believe how great my life is and how blessed I am to be able to help so many people in this way.
Yes, yes, beautiful. And that is so relatable to so many people, that they were in that role of expectation of who they thought they were, what they thought they had to do in the world, and then something draws our attention away from that path. And I want to let people know that so much about your development and your growth in this lifetime is through your sun sign, is through your sun sign's energies, what its strength is, what its healing, what it's overcoming, what it's moving through from unhealthy to healthy expression, and that wherever your sun sign is in your chart is where that energy is leading you and growing you. And you know, Erica is you're a powerful Scorpio, and you're here to do things that affect the planet, that affect many people. And I feel like when we understand our sun sign at a deeper level, we understand more of what we get to unpack energetically, or what we get to play with and work with. And, you know, the Scorpio energy is so much about magic and healing and energy work. And I just love that Spirit was guiding you through all that, through these many years of self-discovery and beyond.
Yeah, it's interesting because I teach a lot about this on my channel and in my videos, where people can have an awakening for a variety of reasons. For me, my first awakening really started with a health crisis, but there are other ways that people can begin to awaken. Some people can have a financial crisis, or a lot of times it comes down to love and a love relationship, a certain soulmate or person may trigger their awakening because it's meant to awaken them to something bigger than they are. So really you can have any number of awakenings. And I personally have happened to have all three, probably one of the master energies in my chart, huh?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. And I think that's also something that's relatable for many light workers and star seeds, is that you can feel like you have more awakenings, or they appear as more challenges or more turmoil than other people. It's almost like you can't get off path at a certain point. That's one way to look at it. It's sort of like Spirit is showing you who you really are and helping you clear out so much that was limiting you and that was denying your full life expression, and you have an acceleration, or you have this intensity in your life that you can't deny and you can't get away from. It's like it's happening for so many people right now.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I know for me, I always say this story because I think it illustrates it. You know, when did it start? Back in 97, right after getting my MBA, I got out in the world, and I got laid off 5 times in 4 years. I was really good at what I did. I got along with my coworkers. And just through random stuff, not any reason specific to me, but 5
right.
times in 4 years, I always joked that I said that the universe was trying to tell me something, that clearly that was not my path. But, you know, the universe will do that. They'll keep it, like, keep hitting you over the head until you suddenly start going in a different direction.
Right. And back then, of course, the energy on the planet was so different, and there
mm-hmm.
was so much that was coming together. But it's interesting, too, how your expertise involves so many different areas. So not only is it the business and the technology and the career, you know, being in the corporate world, but you have expertise in health and healing the body, in conscious parenting, in teaching about soul growth for the divine masculine and the divine feminine, as well as many other topics. How is this all coming together for you right now? Because you're so in tune with the planetary energies. What are you being guided to help people with right now?
Well, obviously your listeners, Molly, understand how big we are, how big things are right now coming into the year of 2020. It's been building, and 2020 is going to be a very pivotal year. And I know you talk a lot about that on your channel. And what I've been really guided to do recently is on my channel, I talk about soul growth and the divine masculine and divine feminine energies that we all embody at all different times. We all have both of those energies, as many of your listeners already know. But very recently, I've felt a very strong calling to supporting people that are on an awakening journey, on a growth journey, to really stay on their path. Spirit showed me very clearly what my role was to be here for the next little while. And that is to help people navigate the awakening journey. How do they live from higher consciousness, from fifth dimensional consciousness in a third dimensional world? Because things happen. We're here in human form. Yes, we're spiritual beings. We're multidimensional beings. But we do exist in a planet where there are people who are unawakened, where things that are happening. There's a spiritual war going on between the dark and the light right now. And because we are, so many more people are awakening in the collective consciousness, the shadow side, the shadow aspects or the dark is really accelerating it, trying to put souls off their path. They're trying to keep them in fear. They're trying to keep them in the third dimensional matrix of energies. And so my role has been to really support people stay on their path, stay in their light. Be aware of the shadow aspects that might be coming in and then how to shift through them. So it's like my role is to help these souls and then light workers and other star seeds really stay on their mission to stay in the light, because this is going to be a very important time where the light workers and the souls that are awakened are going to be tested. They're going to be tested.
Yep.
And so
yep.
I'm helping to prepare them for
yep.
the tests that we know are coming. And so that when the test comes, we may stumble a little bit, but we won't fall flat on our face.
Or fall back into previous
or fall back. Mm-hmm.
identities or our own 3D patterns and cycles that can feel so familiar. And this can show up astrologically through the unconscious elements of your moon sign, which is where you go to feel safe and your emotional process. And so being very aware of your inner world right now is key. Being aware of the strengths of your moon sign, but also where your moon sign can feel weak, or you could think of it as the dark side of the moon, the parts of yourself that have a shadow aspect or shadow energy within the moon sign. Because our moon signs want to support us, but they can also harbor our unconscious fears. What we don't see in ourselves, it can be very subjective. So I just want to highlight that for people to know about their astrology chart, that your moon sign can have some of those lower aspects or shadow aspects that Erica's talking about, and to be aware of what those are, you know, to get to know your moon sign so that you're aware of how something in the environment can affect you. Because our moon sign is how we receive energy, and it's how we respond. So that could be a good way to understand this as well in yourself. And, Erica, I love that you are so on mission right now with all of this. What are you seeing coming up then around shadow aspects and these darker energies? Are you seeing themes? Are you seeing certain things that are repeating? I'd love to pick your brain on this.
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch that are resurfacing multiple times. And I just want to speak quickly to an aspect of the shadow aspect, because obviously, Molly, as you know from teaching the astrology, is it's the moon sign. It's also being on the light side or the shadow side of all different aspects of your chart, right? And
yeah.
A lot of this shadow, the shadow work comes in from our unconscious because it's our conditioning. Now, I teach this in my conscious parenting course, but it's we basically program our unconscious mind from birth to age 7. So not only are we dealing with the shadow aspects that come in our natal chart, but we're also dealing with the aspect of our conditioning, the things that we observe, the things that we experience. That's where we form those limiting beliefs. I'm not worthy, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection. All of that gets seeded in those first 7 years of life. And then we spend the rest of our lives unwinding those imbalances that come up. So we're dealing
right.
with a couple different aspects of the shadow. What we have coming in now is a bunch of different themes. We have a lot of messages coming in where so many people are on the brink of a massive breakthrough in their life or some incredible blessing coming in and something being that they've, you know, known has been on their path for a while. For example, this is coming up with love a lot, you know, a lot of soulmates, sacred union, twin flame relationships.
Right.
They are on the brink of this happening, and that's right when it's right in front of them. That's when the shadow can come in the most. It comes in for both the divine masculine and the divine feminine. The divine masculine coming in right in front, like, here it is, everything I've wanted is right in front of me, and then how do I actually get it? For the divine feminine, it's, here's something that I've always wanted, and it's here, and I've trusted this, and all of a sudden it's here, and then she panics. So there's an interesting dynamic happening in there. The other
mm-hmm.
theme that's coming in, the big theme is really moving out of the distorted masculine and feminine energies into the sacred masculine and sacred feminine energies. And what happens is this is where we're most vulnerable to that conditioning, and we're not even aware we're doing it. So one of the other themes that's coming in a lot is sexuality, and I really want to touch on this because this has been coming up so much, and it's very,
yes.
very, very powerful.
Yes.
And when I say sexuality, there's a difference between sexuality and there's a difference between sacred sexuality. And a lot of times when people are coming together, for example, with a soulmate or coming into sacred union with a partner, and they've moved through the awakening process, they've grown, they're no longer living in third-dimensional consciousness, they've really moved more into the fifth dimension, is when that person, for example, comes back or they have the opportunity to be with somebody, everyone's breaking into trusting emotional intimacy, truly being open-hearted consciousness in relationship. We may think we've been that way before, but we really haven't. You know, I say that the masculine in particular, the masculine energies within us have always loved from their minds. They think they
right.
love. It sounds good. The person's nice, but they've done it with a closed heart. So we're really in a place where everyone's now starting to learn to be in relationship. And this doesn't have to be love relationship, but oftentimes it is, where we are actually showing up with open-hearted consciousness. And what can happen is because that's unfamiliar territory for people. We may think we know it, but we haven't really experienced it yet. So what happens is people will, when things get a little emotionally intimate, they will use sex or physical connection as a distraction, which is, let me lead with, that's distorted masculine and feminine energy. It's like, oh, let's just get there
right.
instead of actually
right.
be emotionally intimate. And that's different for people. And so that's a theme that's coming in a lot for especially the sacred feminine, where the divine feminines are being called to exude the energy of the sacred feminine, the goddess, and not the femme fatale, for example. And that's our conditioning. So many of us, if we really are honest, we probably have, you know, when we don't know what to say, we don't know how to make things better, we just resort to connecting sexually. Because,
right.
and then that's just easier. And it's not
yeah.
as vulnerable. So that's really a big one that's coming up.
I think
interestingly
that is
enough.
Such a powerful example, because that can be, again, one of those areas where we're just not realizing we're in a loop with it, or how sexuality is being used in a way that is not 100% that conscious intimacy, if you will. Like, there's something that, it's not to say that it's wrong, it's just to say that it's not full, it's not the fullness of who we are. Like, we're meant to be very open and aware of all of our energies, and the distorted energies especially are the ones that so many light workers are here to move forward and to evolve in a very powerful way. It's meant to be a powerful experience of that.
Definitely.
Evolution. Yeah. So
one of the other themes, just really quickly, one
yeah,
of the other themes is coming up because it's big, is you're starting to doubt your spiritual path. You know your path, you know your intuition, you're trusting your intuition, and then something comes in that throws you off your game, something that's unexpected. And so that's one of the ways that one of the themes coming up is people that suddenly something happens that make them doubt every single thing about their spiritual journey. And that's
yes.
another thing coming up a lot right now. So this is important to understand that this may come up for you, and then how to navigate that.
It can be a big wobble. A very big wobble, mm-hmm. and then you try to stabilize
mm-hmm.
it by remembering how far you've come, but remembering what your truth is now and how strong
mm-hmm.
and powerful that really is. And
mm-hmm.
I think that this is information that people are so hungry for, because we can be unaware of how other people are also working with these same energies, these same dynamics. And I would love to hear, you know, what you recommend the four tips that you recommend that help people keep the shadow aspects or these lower unconscious energies from taking them off their path, so that they can really be aware of when these things creep in or grab their energy, what they can do.
Absolutely. So the first of the four ways I'm going to talk about today is just knowing what they are. And not being afraid of them. I think so often in the spiritual world and in the world of things like YouTube and the internet and all this, is there can be a lot of fear energies that creep in, especially with people that start off as really sincere light workers. Sometimes some of them can get what I call picked off by the dark. They may start off on a path, and then they may suddenly get pulled into ego and fear while maintaining the facade of being a spiritual teacher.
Right.
And so some of the messages coming out can be very fear-based. And I think it's very important for people to not be afraid of the shadow, first of all. Our shadow is part of who we are. It's never going to go away. It's who we are.
Yeah.
But it's important to, like I like to say, make friends with your shadow. If you bring the shadow to light, suddenly it doesn't seem so scary. It's like when you're imagining as a little child being in the bedroom and you're imagining the monster over behind the chair and the something lurking in the closet, and suddenly you turn on the lights and you're like, oh, it's just a stuffed animal. It's no big deal. It's the same thing with the dark and the light. So first is understanding what they are, how they might be coming in. So like you say, understanding your moon sign better, understanding the shadow aspects of all the planets in your chart. Right? Because, you know,
yeah.
even your sun sign has some light aspects and some shadow aspects. And when we're embodying the best of that sign and when we're embodying not the best of that sign. So first is understanding what they are and knowing what they might be, so that when they do come up, you might have this little thing in your conscious mind that goes, oh, I remember hearing about this. I can now recognize it. Because that's how the unconscious works, is it's unconscious. We're not aware of it. So by bringing it to our attention, looking right at it and going, okay, I understand this is a shadow side. It's not as scary as I thought. I see it might come up. And I'll be okay with it now that I'm aware of it. But if you don't know, that shadow can become this big monster that takes over your whole, you know, your whole world sometimes.
Yeah.
If you allow it. So that's the first of the four that I think is really important.
Yes. Excellent. And this takes practice. Like, you'll notice it a few times And then you might not see it until hindsight later on. So it is just staying aware of what those patterns are for you. And you could even look back on your life and any of the cycles and patterns you've been in that might show you where that shadow has repeatedly crept in for you. Yes, beautiful. Okay, what's number two?
So number two is to not become complacent. I feel like a lot of people, especially those on a soul growth journey and awakening journey, can get to, have done a lot of work on themselves. My gosh, I mean, you guys are troopers in all the work that you're doing, not only for yourself, but you know that the work you're doing on yourself is helping the planet and helping human consciousness, galactic consciousness, really. And sometimes it's like when we get to a good place, we're feeling good in our lives, you know, we've reached a level of mastery spiritually, we can sometimes get complacent. We start forgetting to do the things that we used to do to get there, the simple disciplines. So one of the things that I highly recommend is making it a daily practice to whatever that is for you, to bring it to your awareness, because the brighter that your light shines, the more that you clear out, stop living from the shadow aspect and live more from your light aspect, the more that these shadows can flare up, the more that the dark would be attracted, the dark being just, you know, the forces that don't want people to be in their light. And
right.
So making sure that you have those things that you know can keep you in high vibration. And there's many things. You probably already know what they are. For some people, it's going and exercising, because that's when they really connect. For some, it's going to walk out in nature. For some, it's a daily meditation practice. For some, it's writing in their journal and setting their intentions in the morning or before they go to bed every day. Whatever it is for you, it's important that you maintain the connection on a daily basis. I really recommend for people, this is such a great thing, is, you know, when you're watching, a lot of people watch these videos on YouTube, making a playlist of such high vibrational videos so that when you're feeling doubts, you're feeling scared, you're feeling sad, you can immediately just go and put on one of the videos that you know is a high vibe video that makes you feel like you are so alive and centered, and like use that as a discipline, like, oh, I'm feeling down, let me go look at my, you know, inspirational video list and just start listening. So things like that are super important.
I love it. I love it. And a lot of these things are free. They're just free.
Mm-hmm.
You just practice them and they're easy to do once you get the hang of it and you know your go-to places and everything. Those are awesome tips, Erica. Thank you. What's number three?
So number three is understanding that the shadow and the dark, whatever you want to call it, is going to flare up at our Achilles heel, especially if we've been doing a lot of healing work. You know, a lot of the people that I work with that are in my subscription and are in my soul growth program and have watched my videos, they comment on how, wow, you know, such and such happened in my life. A year ago, this would have knocked me on my ass for a week, and today I was just bummed for about an hour. They notice the progress that they're making. So when you're in this place where things, you really are more centered and connected, it's always going to come in at your Achilles heel. A lot of times it can be, you know, your children, it can be your health, or that wound that you know you've had, that fear of abandonment. This is when the shadow tries to find that crack in your armor to come in, especially the brighter your light is shining. So just understand that when you get triggered with something that is an Achilles heel, just to expect it to go away for the rest of your life, that's never going to happen. Just know that it's going to happen. Have the awareness and realize that it's going to likely be on those things that are the most, like the deep Scorpio energy, right? The stuff that's really deep, really secretive, really transformational for you.
And that would be your Chiron in your chart, which is our soul's Achilles heel, and which is where we have to typically apply more healing ointment to heal it, to feel stronger, to know how to work with the vulnerability. So that is a beautiful connection there, but to Chiron and how those Chiron wounds can flare up or show up through those lower expressions of shadow energies. Perfect. And now I think we're on number four, right?
The fourth key. We are. Yes. So the fourth key to really staying on track is to partner with other souls that are on a growth journey. Partner with other light workers. Partner with other starseeds if you're on a starseed journey. Finding other souls that you can, it's like the buddy system. Because we can do really well on our own. But the important thing is that when two people that are on a soul growth journey that are really embodying higher consciousness, when they can support each other, the light expands exponentially. So we can be great on our own as an island, managing our lives here and there. But there's something especially powerful about two people being that support system. You know, oh my gosh, I got thrown off today. And then having the other person mirror back and reflect back what you know, but you might need somebody to say to you. And this can come in the form of friendships, partnerships, relation, colleagues.
Yeah, could be, yep.
But people that you really resonate with. And remember, when you're on this path, you will start to draw in these people into your experience in the most random ways. So if you don't have somebody like this yet, tune in to things that resonate for you online. Find an online community or an online teacher that really resonates for you. And you'll find that you'll start to attract real humans that are in your experience that will play this role for you. Because, and this can also come in the form of a love relationship. So many people that I work with are on a journey to sacred union. And I teach a lot about coming into sacred union of self, meaning balancing your masculine and feminine energies and integrating from heart consciousness. But then the next phase of that is to actually bring it to the third dimension by being in a sacred union with another person. And so that's where we get to live from the higher consciousness, and that light spreads more. So I get a lot of people, especially for the sacred feminine, this has been a theme coming in too, which is the sacred feminine has been really good being in her power. The feminine has moved into her feminine power. She's solid. She's creating abundance in her life. She's happy. And she can get to a point where she's like, I don't need anybody else. I don't even need a partner. I'm good. I've created this beautiful, happy life. I don't even know if I want that. But that's another way that the shadows can creep in, because you might be okay, but imagine what you could do when you are in partnership with another person, another soul that is also a light being. You will push each other. You will expand where you've been, because we all come here with different gifts. You know, my soul family that I'm in touch with, we all have different gifts, but we're all on a similar mission. And so by exposing yourself to other people, it will you know, bring you into more expansion, or bring them into more expansion, which then brings more light to the planet. So I feel like the working together with other people that are part of this soul, and this just can just be as friends, just supporting each other. But I think that's so crucial, because it's not about needing another person. It's about that other person enhancing what you have here and your gift. And you enhancing it for them.
Yes. Yeah. And these are the new soul family connections. These are different types of relationships than most of us have had before. I mean, these are based on a whole new energy foundation. And they are the people who really understand you. And I know that so many people are wanting that or yearning for that. And I think it goes back to your previous point that you made, Erica, about staying on your path. Like, if you don't have those people yet, but stay on your path, stay on your spiritual truth, stay in this energy, because that's how they will show up. And like you said, it could be through a very random, unexpected manner, but they will show up, because we are meant to do all this together. We just kind of have our own little maybe energy fields that we work in before the energies connect and that field expands exponentially. That's what I'm seeing here, especially as you're talking about how the energy is shaping the globe and how many people are contributing to these higher frequencies. So I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's such an important thing for people to hear is that you do need other people and that they will show up as you do your soul mission work as well. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. And it goes back to the last conversation we had on your show about a year ago, which was about the divine, like the sacred feminine and friendships and how many people are shedding friendships, relationships, even family relationships. They're seeing them in a new light, and that can be a very lonely journey. And
yeah.
There is usually that time in between when you're shedding the old before the new comes in. But you need to shed the old first, because energetically there needs to be a vacuum in your life for the new to be brought in. You've got to clear out the clutter before you can bring in the new stuff. And so there is that vulnerable period of feeling really lonely at times. Wow, you know, I feel like nobody understands me. There's nobody I can talk to. I feel like I'm, you know, my only friends are the videos on YouTube, because it's the only place I can find something that really resonates with my soul. And I don't have anybody to go out and grab lunch with, because I can't stand the energy that of being in that energy. You know,
right.
It's like it just doesn't resonate for you anymore. It could be a friend you've had for 30 years. So just understanding that if you're in that period of being really lonely and feeling like, you know, there's nobody else out here, trust us when we say that you will be bringing them in. It's just hang in there, stay on the course, and you'll find them coming to you in the most surprising ways.
Yes, absolutely. And also, you could take this mantra from my 4-year-old son, where every time we go to a park and he gets out of the car, he says, "Everybody at the playground wants to play with me." Like, he says that every time we go somewhere. So it's remembering that there are many people on the playground who want to play with you, who want to meet you, who want to interact with you, even if you don't see them yet. It's energetically setting that intention and knowing that those people will show up, and that it's needed for a bigger divine purpose as well, like you said, for us to be connected, to exponentially increase our light together.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so adorable. Because the children, they're coming in with that consciousness of course everyone wants to be my friend, and the right people are going to find me. They don't sit there and go, "Oh my gosh, like I don't know if there's going to be anybody," because they don't have that wounding that they come in with really to unwind later. So I just love that so much. That's such a sweet image.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to hear, and I love it too for what it reminds me of as well. So yes, children are certainly our teachers these days. And I want to let people know that there are many ways to connect with this information, and that there's many ways to remember these things. Because I think that some of you listening, you're very advanced and you know all this, but you could forget at times, or you could, you know, just need a reminder about this information and what it means. And I want to let you know that Erica has a very popular YouTube channel that is under the name Erica Elmitz, where you can, of course, subscribe and follow her channeled messages. She uses tarot cards. She talks astrology. She talks divine masculine, divine feminine. So please check out her YouTube channel, because you'll probably find so many messages there that resonate and support where you're at. And then also, Erica, I want to let people know about this awesome new program you have, the Soul Growth Accelerator, and where you were guided to develop and create this for people right now. So could you share with us a little bit more about this information?
Oh gosh, I'd love to. You know, it's funny. I knew for a long time that I wanted to do something to serve beyond my YouTube channel, obviously. And I knew I was being called to that. And the way it took shape was just so beautiful. And, you know, there's a lot of things that, for example, with my accelerator program, what this is I started doing these extended readings where I go more in depth. I started teaching a lot about shadow aspects, because I was just getting so called to show people where they could get tripped up. And when I teach things on YouTube, for example, that's to a much broader audience. It's to a much It's kind of more mass market, if you will. Granted, people find you
right.
based on your content, but it's more open.
Right.
And what I'm teaching is I used to do a lot of one-on-one teaching with and mentoring. I've done quantum energy healing sessions, and I just recently stopped doing all the one-on-one work because I knew I needed to put my time and energy towards reaching more people than the number of people I could schedule in one day with the lessons. So what I'm doing in the accelerator program, it's intended for those of you that want to accelerate your soul's growth. You know, if you're going to go to Italy for the first time, wouldn't you like to know the things ahead of time before you just show up and learn by experience? That's kind of what the accelerator is doing. And it's basically a lot of the teachings that I've taught over the years one-on-one to my clients, I'm now putting into this subscription because it's intended for those people that are really serious about their journey. They're ready to face the stuff that maybe is a little uncomfortable to learn about themselves, but they know it's necessary. So it's not necessarily
yeah.
something that is for everybody. You have to be at a certain stage. But for the people that have joined in the subscription, because I teach a lot about the distorted energies and having the shadow aspect and how to really navigate that, the feedback on the messages there has been so powerful. I mean, I will get tears in my eyes reading some of the comments and the feedback from the people that they're like, this is exactly what I've needed, because it's in a way like mentoring, but it's doing it
right.
in this format instead of a one-on-one, because I'd only be able to work with a certain number of people. So I really felt that this was the best way to take what I've learned and amassed in all my years of experience and working with clients and doing those deep healings, doing the inner child work, doing the quantum healing, and putting it into a place where, hey, I can make it accessible and affordable for so many
yeah.
more people. So
yeah.
it's been really a calling as a way to reach more people with the really, like, this is the roll up your sleeves kind of information. And it's
yeah.
not appropriate for a wider audience just on YouTube. You know what I mean? It's just people will self-select. You will feel a resonance with it or you won't.
Exactly. And it is about the mastery and the ongoing practice and validation of where you're at right now. Even if you feel alone or you don't have those friendships or those in-person connections, this is going to help make you stronger. This is going to help with the maintenance of the energies, because that is vital right now as we move into the next decade. We know that 2020 and beyond is really huge, rare, powerful astrology, and there are more people that are being called to do their mission, or at least called to be in their light and to maintain it. And you're not meant to feel alone in that. You're not meant to feel like you've got to figure it all out, or that it's all in your head and, you know, things get filed away in our brains and we forget about it for years. So I love this program because of everything that you cover with the shadow series, the intuitive development, the monthly Q&A, the soul growth, manifesting abundance. I mean, it's like such a great mix of information that I wanted to share it with people listening, because so many light workers, so many star seeds, you know you can't go back to anything else. Like, you know you have to keep going forward, and if you there is like no going back, even if you wanted to. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
the truth. That's the truth for so many of us. So thank you for putting together this Soul Growth Accelerator and for how it's helping, you know, so many people around the world. It's really been phenomenal.
It's really my honor, and it's amazing how the momentum keeps building and growing the more that people are really expanding. It's like there's the collective field of even the subscription that's happening, where the
right.
souls that are coming in and they're growing, it's expanding it for everybody. So to be able to see that in action as well has just been so exciting. There's so much that's happening in there. And, you know, because I really want to make this accessible to so many people, I wanted to offer, Molly, your subscribers here, anybody that joins the subscription, I'm going to offer a special offer just for your listeners, which is 40% off of the monthly subscription.
Oh my
so
gosh.
So I've got a special code for those of you that are Molly fans here. If it's something you're interested in, yeah, I want to just make it affordable and accessible to as many people as possible. So, I'll give you the link and all that information of how they want to go check out the information and see if it's for them. But I just felt like I really wanted to support all the work that you're doing you know, your listeners that are really very advanced and very much in this place. And it's just, I'm so excited to be able to do that for you and for your listeners.
Thank you so much. That's so generous. We'll put that link below this podcast for those of you who are interested and want to check it out. And Erica explains more on the landing page. Like you can see what is involved. It's pretty cool. So that is super generous of you, and I so appreciate everything you've shared with these four tips to help people maintain who they are and maintain their energy, their light, how far you've come, what you know is true for you, and to not feel like you have to go back to anything in your old life or your previous unconscious self. You know, it's all about moving forward here. So I so appreciate you being here today, Erica, to share all of this great information and tips. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Any final thoughts before we have to sign off today?
Well, I just want to thank you, Molly, for all of the incredible work that you are doing with your podcast, with your YouTube channel, with your programs. And it's really an inspiration. You've been doing this for so long, and it's just even expanding even more. And it's really an honor to be part of this with you and to just see how many people you are supporting with your incredible gifts. And I just love to be able to be a witness to all the magnificence that continues to come from you and the people that you are teaching. So I just want to thank you so much for having me today and allowing us to have this conversation that I feel in my core is so important for many of you guys that are on this journey. And it's just, I'm really grateful to have been able to come on and share this today with you.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you. That's so kind of you. And as you know, when you're in your mission, it doesn't feel like work. It's just your passion.
No.
It's loving life. It's like you get excited every day, and that's what I feel about doing this work and connecting with so many people around the globe. And that's why I wanted them to be sure they know who you are, because you're one of the few people that I highly recommend, because of your integrity, your mastery, your gifts, everything. So I guess I know we have to go here, but I just want to let everybody know that you have support for your life, your next steps, where you're going, what you want, and that, you know, if Erica resonates with you, you might find what you need from her, but also that we just appreciate your time and your listening today. So thank you so much, everybody. Time just flew. I can't believe the show's over, but again for being here, Erica, and for everything you gifted us with and you shared. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Molly.
I'll be back next Wednesday for our weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. Thank you, everybody, for your time and energy and presence, and I'll see you back here very soon for our next show. Take good care. Bye-bye.